League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh! That hurt. Really?
Are you ready?
Withdrawn. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done.
Is that my tea?
Yeah. No, your tea's behind you. Oh. I have a question about this.
About the tea?
Why do you drink a bad tea?
What do you mean?
That's the same tea. We just got back from a trip.
Yeah?
You and a bunch of people were like, oh, do you want this tea? And I was like, I don't want to drink a bad tea. I'll just have nothing. Yet you all proceeded to drink this tea and everyone's like, oh, this is a shitty tea. And I'm like, why would you be drinking it? So
no,
I was curious.
It's not a shitty tea.
I've been waiting for 3 days to ask this question because I figured you'd have a good answer.
You know the answer already.
No, just tell me.
This is not a shitty tea.
What is it?
It's a tea for digestion.
Oh.
It's to help with the
Oh, tea to sh**, not a sh**, tea. I had the order backwards.
Yes.
It's a tea sh**.
Yeah.
Would you like to buy a tea sh**?
No, thank you.
I have them for sale.
Thank you. I'm all set.
I have another question for
you. What's the question?
I have two questions.
Then going to get to the episode?
I don't even know what it is, but I've been saving these things because I've been waiting to ask you about them.
Hold on. Let me take
go ahead.
My tea.
You're going to fart right away? Is it potent? How does it work?
No.
It's like pop, 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 pop,
it
pop.
It just helps clear your system.
Mm-hmm.
Not immediately.
Like oh, you're doing the... You you took this very seriously. I was just joking about and giggles.
No.
You thought we're starting that today, so you brought ammunition?
What's your next question?
So you told me to order something from your phone.
I did?
Yeah. So that was earlier.
Okay.
And I came home, so I took your phone. I opened Google and I started typing what... And it auto-populated to what is mewing. So I wanted to ask you, and we might have to cut this out. I'm
no,
sure there's a chance.
Not,
I didn't know. I didn't know if this was something your ogres it's do to each
dirty.
Other in your fantasy books. Like,
no,
oh, ogre one
it's
mewed
not dirty.
Ogre two,
no.
And you wanted to know how fairies.
Okay, are you ready to learn something new about the kids these days?
Yeah, tell me.
They're doing something called mewing.
Oh my god!
So today,
already?
I
thought a few more years before we had to have the. The
no.
moo and the mew conversations.
Listen, so I asked Jay something and he said, I'm not saying anything. And then he went like this, shh. And then he went like this. And I was like, what the heck is that? And for all of you who are listening, he put his finger, you can see it on YouTube, but if you're listening, he put his finger up to his lips and went, shh. And then he proceeded to take his finger and like trace the side of his jaw. And then he like sealed his lips.
Is that like when we used to do this?
Yeah, exactly. Like my lips are sealed.
Yeah, but now they seal like a Ziploc on their face.
It's okay. So the mewing itself is an act that they like touch their tongue to the top of the roof of their mouth. So that's what the kids are doing these days. They're mewing. And Jay has taken it a step further with his friends. And it's like my lips are sealed. So it's not only the act of like touching your tongue to the roof of your mouth and keeping your mouth closed and changing the shape of your jaw or like, you know, the way that you like lengthen.
That explains that face. I always thought he was just confused.
No, he's doing this mewing thing. And now he's like not answering when he doesn't feel like answering.
The thing that I had to share with
you. Wait, do you like my hair?
Yeah.
You know, I changed my hair.
Oh, you made it darker again.
No, I made it later.
Again?
It's a whole
different
shape.
Wait, when are you
shape.
Talking? I've seen this hair for a long time now.
You've
Is
seen
this the
first
time we
like
talked about
four
it?
Days.
Yeah, it's the same one.
It's the same one, but since the last time we've been on our podcast.
Oh, you've changed the hair
I've
since
changed
then.
Changed my hair. So I'm
did
just
the, lady maybe come back to fix it?
No, she has to just darken it a little. We have to do a little, one more tone.
So that hasn't happened yet?
No, it hasn't happened.
Okay, okay.
But
I love
it. It's going to look like this.
It'll look even better.
Yeah.
Or worse. What better.
I did have a moment when I was doing this hair color.
I've never seen you go from hating your hair to loving it so quickly.
I didn't hate it. It was just not what I had expected.
Yeah. All it took was four compliments from strangers. And you're like, oh, yeah, I do love it. Oh, one. Yeah. Amazon guy was like, what? Hey, don't you love my hair? Yeah, can you sign here? He's like, yeah, I love this hair. I love that. Give him a tip.
I really like the hair. I really like the color, but I was just not expecting it. So it took me a minute. I was really shocked when it first happened. But
I think
it
looks nice.
Thank you. Should we start the show?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Okay, I have a question for you.
What's the question? Okay. I'm Sheena.
Oh, no, I did the question.
Wait, I'm Sheena.
Uh-huh.
And you are?
Question Miss Tridio.
Question Miss Tridio.
Yeah.
Great.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You can call me Quest.
Okay, great. Thanks, Quest.
So.
Like Quest Love?
What?
Like Quest Love?
No, we just met. Maybe you answer properly. Okay, I'm about to set you free. Oh, thank you for listening to the number one podcast you're listening to right now. I'm your host, Quest Tridio. This is my... Who are you? What's your name?
Sheena.
Light brown hair Sheena.
Okay.
LBH Sheena. Until next week, the lady's coming back to fix it.
She's not coming back to fix it. I like it.
You know what I heard?
Yes.
They've changed the way podcasts download.
I know.
On Apple.
Yes.
So historically, and what I always did was I listened to something, I liked it, and it would keep popping on my phone.
Yep.
It doesn't do that anymore.
No.
So if you're listening to this and you're wondering, or your phone is not telling you to, like, that there's a new episode.
You have to follow the show.
You actually have to, I think not only do you have to follow, you have to click on the buttons and tell it that you wanted to download.
No, I think if you hit follow, then it will come to your phone every week.
Maybe.
I don't think.
Can you guys check? I think different. You know, you're talking Apple versus Android. They have different rules. But what I learned was very saddening to me.
Which is what?
The majority of the people that listen to our podcast do not follow our podcast or subscribe to it. They just have to remind themselves to go check every time.
Yeah,
so it'd be nice if you guys should.
I mean, you should follow.
Yeah.
Just hit that follow button. And if you're on YouTube, just hit that subscribe button.
Are we supposed to do that thing like every video you see, they put a subscribe and a ding? What is that bell they put on everything?
I don't put a bell.
Why?
But I do remind people to subscribe, but we don't point anywhere.
Why don't we do that?
I don't know.
It's helpful.
Okay. Is it helpful?
I think so.
Let us know if it's helpful. Okay. So today...
What are we talking about?
You know, we did our love story episode.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago now.
What was that one? Where we bought our sofa?
Yeah, we're...
The love of the sofa?
So we did our whole love story.
We didn't even start.
But we didn't even start the love story. We actually just got to where we got married.
Yes.
And
you admitted you weren't even in love with me at that point. We made a video said in that episode.
I'm just moving.
I want a sofa. And this guy has one. You thought I had visa rights,
exactly.
Which I didn't.
And I still had a long way to go.
Yeah.
To like fall in love with you.
Has it happened yet?
Kind of.
When?
I don't know, somewhere along the way.
Where?
Somewhere along the way.
How did you do it? Tell me. I'm aspiring. I want to love you too.
So
I don't know how. You haven't told me.
So this week's episode, I was thinking we could talk about things we wish we knew before we got married.
Things we wish we knew before we got married.
Uh-huh.
Like how to do laundry?
I wish I knew how to do laundry.
How credit cards work?
Are you gonna just tell all my secrets?
Those are the two that you were talking about recently. So
no,
they came to mind.
Don't mean that. Things we wish we knew about
each other
or about marriage before we actually got married.
We didn't know anything about marriage
or about relationships, about being in love, about things we knew, just things we wish we knew before we got married.
Okay, you go. I'm listening.
My number one thought is you can't go into a marriage thinking that you're going to change the other person. You have to accept that what you may not like now, that's only going to amplify. Like, it's going to, you're not going to enjoy it 5 years from now or 10 years from now. The key is going to be how you learn to deal with it and how you learn to, like, figure out why it is that that bothers you and make it not bother you. It's not going to be that the other person's going to stop doing that.
So you would say if today you could talk to... pre-marriage you,
yeah,
these are the tips you would give.
Yeah, these are the things I wish I knew before we got married.
Okay, so one is, and don't try to change the other person.
Yeah, it's like, I think after all these years of being together, these are the things that I've learned that that would have made my life easier back then if I had known them.
I never thought I could change you. But I never, like, I don't think that was one of my anticipations or expectations.
It wasn't one of mine either, but what I mean when, like, I,
when
say
you
this,
irritate, I still get irritated.
Yes, I know.
I haven't accepted it even, but I know you won't change, so I just, but,
okay, like, here's an example. Here's, yeah, a very, very clear example. You are perpetually late. Yes, you're late. You're a late person. You like to wait until the last minute to wake up. You like to wait until the last minute to, like, race to the train. If the train is at 8:21, at 8:19, you'll be like, hey, can I get a ride to the train?
Yeah, I've done that. It's been known to happen.
And you've always been like that.
Yeah.
Like, your mom has told me this, that you've always waited till the last minute to catch a ride to school, and you were always the last one out the door, and you were coming out disheveled with, like, one backpack strap on one side and, like, a shoe in your hand and, like, a toast in your mouth.
Oh, that sounds cool. Like, always. I'm, like, watching this movie of myself as a youth. I feel like I'm Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Exactly.
I don't think it was that insane,
but you were always late.
I don't plan on getting places 15 minutes early.
Exactly. And some people are like that. They need to be 15 minutes early to feel like they're on time. You're just not like that.
Not I said.
And I am the kind of person.
What is my name? Questradio.
Sure. And I'm the kind of person that likes to be, maybe not 15, 20 minutes late, early, but I like to be at least 5 minutes early.
Uh-huh.
And so that stresses me out, and it's always stressed me out. And it stressed me out even more as we added the second layer of, like, having kids.
Yeah.
And now having to take our kids places. Like, when the kids were babies, I didn't want to, like, bundle them up into the cold at 8:19 and take them to the train, like, racing down the street. But it's just something that I've learned to, I remember we had this, like, big breakthrough.
Remember that time you left one of them on top of the car when we were driving?
Do that.
And someone was honking the horns like, hey! No, the kid wasn't in it, but you put the,
no, I did not.
Car seat on the roof and you drove.
I did not do that.
You should do that again.
No, I did not do that.
Just for fun, see what people do.
But I think there was this point where it was like, you said to me, I was really, really flustered. I was really frustrated. And you said, if this frustrates you, just say no.
Yeah. What's the issue?
And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was an option.
Why?
I don't know.
You always make your own decisions.
But I always thought that you needed a ride to the train, so I had to take you to the train. But there, once,
that's why I asked. I didn't command you.
Once
drive
this
now.
Option came up, like, if this is too stressful,
get in the car.
Who's
I'm
this
going
now?
To miss my train.
Like, I actually let you miss your train a few times, and then you learned to, like, readjust.
Yeah,
sometimes you're late.
I took the next train.
Exactly.
This stuff doesn't faze me.
I know that, but I wish my 20-year-old self knew that.
And how long did it take me to figure this stuff out?
A few years.
Point was, I don't need a 5-minute buffer, and you did.
Yeah.
So when I asked for you to drive me, that was within that buffer, like, it was going to be close. I have very often, I cannot remember how many times, gotten out of a car and run onto the train,
mm-hmm,
being one of the last three people on the train.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a problem with that.
I don't.
So no, you do. Like, if you were going to the train and you asked me for a ride,
mm-hmm,
I wouldn't tell you, wait until 5 more minutes, because then you'll be the last person to get on the train. I'll take you whenever you want to go. So for me, if I'm not inconveniencing anybody, like, this is my thing, I can allocate my schedule. I also know if I miss the train, I don't really care. Like, I know there's another train coming. I know I can take a bus. There's an Uber. But I didn't realize until later that it stressed you out just because you're the driver in my getaway scheme. And then when we had kids, you were like, I'm not doing this. I'm like, I'm not packing kids. I'm not doing this. And that's when I sort of said, oh, okay, this is an unreliable associate in terms of getting to the train with 30 seconds left. I'm going to have to run or do something else.
Right.
I am definitely seeing a respawning of that personality trait.
Yes.
In Jay.
Yes.
So when he and I are awake in the morning trying to get him out the door, it is very peaceful. It's very calm. It's very, oh, hey, you may have to walk to school today, son. Have a good day. Looks like you might be late. And he's like, no, I'm going to run through the forest, Dad, and I'll catch it on the other thing because I already missed it down the street. And I'm like, oh, okay, good. Have a great day. When you're up with him, it's like 15 minutes before I would even have said a word to him. And it's, where are you? Get ready. Get out the door. And this guy's looking at you like, what? Why? It's so early.
He almost missed his test today.
But he didn't.
Because I raced him to school.
No, he didn't race him. I took him yesterday. There was no racing. Did you drop him at Staples? Yes. Yeah, he knows.
And he ran through the forest.
Yeah, he went through. No forest. There's a path. The guy knows. I know this personality trait. It works fine. He'll be just fine.
And whoever he ends up with, I'm sorry to you.
Let's send whoever it is this episode and be like, hey, the guy's got to miss a couple of trains. Believe me, it will freak you out more than him because he won't care.
All this to say, I wish that I knew that this was not going to change. I had to change my approach.
What did you change, though? You still go early wherever you go.
No, I said, I'm not taking you.
Yeah, that's not your approach. Your approach stayed the same. You're an early person.
Yes, but I took myself out of the equation. I took myself out of the frustrating moment, and it helped me.
Yeah,
and
you
now
never,
I find it more amusing.
I would never purposefully put someone in a situation where they feel like they're freaking out.
Yeah.
And in my head, telling you to drive me within, you know, James Bond seconds of the train leaving, I didn't think that would stress you out. Because my head, I'd be like, if I'm driving.
When we first got married, you would miss the train.
Yeah, we'd chase the bus. Yeah, that was a great fun game. Go, turn left, speed. So that's my point. If I knew being the getaway driver freaked you out, I would have just been like, "This, you don't have the joy for the chase. I'm just going
to
do something else."
I would be stressed for you.
You were.
Yeah.
And that's what I find amusing. I never stress for other people.
No, but like, then you'd be like irritated if you missed the bus. Like right in the beginning. I'm not talking now. Yeah, yeah. Talking about beginning of your
putting
career.
Putting in your time days.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
and
true.
And then, you know, when the kids were little, it was also like, it was cold. I had one kid in a car seat, and then there were two kids.
We never did this when we had kids.
No, we stopped because like, I think I tried a couple of times, and then I was
with
like, this
kids?
Is just not. Yeah, with one kid. And then I was like, this is just not okay for me.
I also think I'm better now.
You are.
In terms of like.
You are 100% more independent.
I just go earlier. No, I actually go earlier.
Yeah.
My favorite story of this was, remember the time you were race driving me to the airport? And I had to audible because I wasn't going to make it in time to check my bag.
Yeah.
So I had to like change into a suit in the back seat of the car, like dump luggage and just take a carry-on.
That
was fun.
Yeah.
I still missed the flight.
You so did. I was going to say, didn't
I took
you?
A connecting flight through France or something. And then I ended up landing just in time for my meeting.
But that was fun.
Then I went to the meeting because I couldn't take the clothes and I was there for 3 days.
And you had to buy more clothes?
Yeah, I went to like a store and I bought two shirts and a jacket. It was awesome. You know how much you can learn through these pivots in life?
Yeah, I think it's fine when it's just you.
Yeah, yeah. I encourage it. All of you should try this.
But when it's not and you have to manage other people, like other humans and then their schedules, it becomes a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
So that's...
Forget other people. You're flying tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time are you going to the airport? Are you even going to finish this podcast? You're going to leave in the middle.
I'm leaving at 8 o'clock a.m.
For 11 o'clock flight.
It's 10:30 is my flight.
So 8 will get you there at,
nine.
Call it 9.
Yep.
So it'll be an hour and a half.
Yes.
And you're going for 24 hours.
Yes.
Any checked in baggage?
Nope.
No. So 1.5 hour.
Yes.
With TSA pre-check.
Yes.
Boarding pass already on your phone.
Totally.
Ready to go.
Yep.
How long do you think it will take you to get through security based on
10 minutes. Yep.
So 1 hour and 20 minutes before you expect to be on the other side.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Oh, of course. You're the one who's leaving at 8 o'clock.
I'm happy with that
what
outcome.
Time would I be waking up for that flight?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. I would leave home at 9 o'clock or maybe 8:45, you know, because I'm better now. Leave a buffer. I would get there at 9:45.
This is not a lie. This
yeah,
is
yeah.
100%
I'm telling the truth.
Truth.
9:45, I would get
like
there.
You're not like exaggerating or drawing.
No. This is what I would target. 9:45, get to the airport. Before 10, I'm through, and I'd be like, oh, could have slept 10 more minutes. It's more fun.
Okay. But if you miss the flight, then it's not There's fun at one. All. No.
You go via Paris. You get there the next day.
I'm going to Utah.
Yeah. So we are very different that way.
We are very, very
so
different.
So what would I have told my earlier self?
Yeah.
Knowing what I know now.
Not this about this particular topic.
No, on this
else.
Topic, I would have told myself, walk to the train. Never expect a ride. Like, run to the train for the last second, but do not expect a ride. I'm not even joking.
But
it would have been healthier.
I'm happy to drive you. That's not the issue.
Not when we were chasing the bus.
No.
And speed. I'd be like, why aren't you cutting him off? Cut him off. Get in front. Like, I want you to pull the emergency brake like a James Bond movie. Stop the bus.
Too stressful.
I get in.
No.
Okay, that's a good one. So people can do this now.
Yep.
Like, tell people that it stresses you out. I could drive someone,
yeah.
right, who is missing everything. Like, I could be the driver.
Yeah.
I'm not the one going to work. I'm just driving. Uh-huh. Someone's sitting beside me freaking out because they're late.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that. Like, watching them. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you can, man, I don't think you're going to make that.
But
and they'll be like,
often,
oh, I missed it. Now
often
what?
Often what happened was you would miss your train. You would be late. So I'd drive you somewhere else. And then I'd miss my class, like my workout class. And I'd have to go to the next class. Like, it would yeah. throw off the rest of the stuff. And it's not a big deal. My point is.
I don't think it's a big deal at all. I never even knew you had a class because obviously I was at the office. But I would be driving someone in this situation. I would enjoy them
right.
flustered. Like, I would just be like, oh, you probably should have left sooner. Like, I'd probably poke them a little bit. Then I'd chase the bus. I'd be like, oh, you're going to take the bus. Oh, that's good. Oh, sorry, red light. Gotta wait. And then I'd kick them out, like, at the bus, like, just before God. And watch them run on. And I'd be smiling all the way home. Like, wow, that was incredible.
Yeah, we're very, very different.
I would say, do not think that something that is you doesn't impact the community.
Mm.
Because I would never know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that something that is stressful in my life somehow jumps into your life.
Yeah.
But it's true. It happens.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I'm not even stressed in that situation, which is why I find it funny.
Yeah.
You're the only one stressed when I'm running for the train, not me.
I think you were stressed at times.
No, I was I'm athletic. I'm going to catch that train. Remember that time I jumped on the back of the train like Spider-Man? That was amazing.
Okay, this actually leads to my next thing that I was thinking about.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spider-Man?
No. Something that I wish I knew earlier.
Yeah.
You have to work on you. Like, you are responsible for your joy. You are responsible for your work. You are responsible for your growth. Like, it doesn't have to happen because of somebody else. It doesn't have to happen based on somebody else's behavior. It has to happen because of you. Like, it doesn't have to be circumstantial always. It has to come because you want to grow and you want to work.
You're a lot deeper than me sometimes. Mm. Sometimes I'm a lot deeper than you.
Right now you're having a deeper moment than I am.
Me? No.
Yep.
I was just going to say, I have no idea.
No, you're going through a lot more deep thinking these days than I am.
Oh, in terms of like taking care of yourself? In terms of your...
Like mental health and physical health, all of the above.
I don't think about the things you think about.
Okay.
Like they're there, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've never thought about you being responsible for my joy, me being responsible for your joy. I've just kind of been on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with you. I think if you can find your own comfort,
mm-hmm.
it makes it easier to make those around you feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying actually connects to, oh, this is good, a link back to junior me.
Okay.
Younger me, whatever we're calling this back in the future episode.
Yeah.
I would say the pathway to your own happiness will come through making your partner happy. We've mm-hmm. talked about this before. Mm-hmm. So making you happier would have naturally translated to a overall higher level of joy. Because mm-hmm. if you could make your own self happy, mm-hmm. but you're not really accomplishing anything in your relationship if your partner is sad.
Right.
Like you can say, oh yeah, I'm great. And like, oh, why are you crying? Why are you so bummed? Oh, that sucks for you.
Right.
So I think there's, you're better.
Yeah.
If you're good in your skin and in your head and you're feeling good, you can do a better job of
being happy for the other person too.
And helping them yeah. if they need it.
Yeah. It's easy as people who are new to a relationship to just be a little bit more selfish, right? You're used to just thinking about yourself, your needs, and your, like, what's happening in your bubble.
Is it not the opposite? When you first get in a relationship, you actually do a better job of thinking about the other person, and then that fades over time, and then you're like, hey, you used to do this, and we used to do that, and you used to always do this for me, and you used to do that for me, and then that all goes away.
I mean, yes and no. I think that that happens because now it happens less because we have kids.
No, just in any relationship.
I think that you and I do a really good job of...
Like, why would you think someone's selfish in the beginning of a relationship?
So the way that I see it is when you come into a relationship, you're just used to taking care of yourself. And it is easier to just be infatuated or seeing things with rose-colored glasses on in the beginning. But then you fall into this pattern of like taking care of yourself, getting yourself to work, taking care of your food. It's easy to be selfish. It is easier to just fall into those selfish patterns. But I think that when you choose to be happy for the other person, or when you choose to put their happiness first, it takes that pressure off, or it takes that emphasis off that selfish side.
That's interesting. I think about it the opposite. I'm curious what people listening think. Yeah. I think when you first meet someone, you do all these things because the relationship is so new. So you're like on your best behavior.
Yeah.
So you look out for the other person. You're making them their this and that. And like everything is not your natural habitat. And then in time, you yeah. sort of fall into the more selfish stuff.
Yeah. I think that that's true. Like that's sort of like a honeymoon phase. And I yeah. do think that after that honeymoon phase fades, then you fall
so when
into this.
when are you selfish and when are you not?
Like I'm after confused. After a year or so, like I think you fall into these patterns, or you fall into the more like singular thinking. And but
so
I
go back.
Yeah, but I also think that as couples stay together, we tend to just learn to do the things that the other person doesn't like to do, doesn't want to do necessarily, and you learn to move together or work together if you know.
So what's the advice? You've confused me thoroughly now. Was that your point? I don't know what you... Tell me the advice. I don't know what you just said. If anyone understands, can you please translate? You said all these words and I got confused.
I'm just
Then
saying,
you know my mind wanders. And I was wondering why I have two hard drives over there. They haven't been plugged in. I'm curious what's on the hard drive. And then I missed it. Like, you know when you're reading a book and your mind goes somewhere and you have to reread the page?
Should we start again?
No. I don't want to reread this page. I mean, I'm not really going to be able to go back in time to do any of this stuff. So just say it for someone who's new in a relationship for them to know, because I'd have no idea what you just said.
My advice to my younger self would be just be happy for your partner. Don't focus on those selfish thoughts. It's very easy for the selfish thoughts to creep in.
That's what you did?
What?
You were so selfish before?
I think it's easy to say like,
but why? You were?
I think so. I think
you must have been. Otherwise, why would you tell her in the time machine that don't be so selfish? Tell me what you were doing. I'm mad at her now. I'm mad at young you. So selfish. Can't even drive me to the train for my James Bond movie. No, why? When were you selfish? I want to know.
I'm
so just... completely unaware of these things. I'm learning every day how mean you were to me in the past. It's okay. You're nice now. It's time heals all.
Thanks.
But tell me. Give me an example.
Like...
What selfish things you did when I wasn't around? Did you like take my things and just like dirty them?
No.
Okay.
Like it's easy to just build resentment.
You just sat at home spewing your own hate at me?
No.
Just, I thought he had a visa. This sofa isn't even paid off. That's what you're doing? Just sitting at home? Thought you married for a visa and a rich sofa, and instead you got a like a lease at Jordan's and no visa. You dressed like a blueberry and sang songs for children.
Move on.
I don't even know what you're saying to history you. Okay, give her some other advice.
You, what's yours?
I don't have any. I'm such a, like, I've learned all these things in time. Remember last time you said you were so mad at me? At, like, we were married for 3 years. It was the roughest time. I was, like, shocked. Couldn't believe it.
It was the first year.
Well, this year when you were stewing at home. God has spoken again. See the lights flashing? Every time you try to lie, the lights start to flash. So your energy, lying. Your negative energy is going through the electrical circuits.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Yeah, say it.
I think the first year of marriage, at least for me.
Oh, clearly at least for you.
I think for a lot of women.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, please tell me.
Yeah.
But I think that for my first year of marriage, there was a lot that I became responsible for.
Oh, tell them. Like what?
What do you mean like what? Like I like felt
credit card payments.
I felt very resentful at times that I was stuck at home because I couldn't work because I didn't have a visa.
Yeah. I couldn't provide.
I know that. I'm not blaming
you. Didn't know. You thought I was just going to slap you with a green card the first day.
I'm not blaming you.
That's not how this works. That's only in the movies where they wake up and they have a green card.
All I'm saying is I had a lot of resentment because I was home. You were working a lot because you were very new in the company. And I spent a lot of time alone. And we had moved from Canada to the States.
And all you heard out your window was what?
Ka-doom,
popcorn? Ka-doom. Have you seen my popcorn?
And that dunk, 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 dunk.
Oh, yeah. That was after. That only came in. See, that's not even true. That wasn't there when we got married.
Okay, fine. But I
that was from your third year resentment.
It was a lot of resentment that, like, here I am sitting at home, like, cooking and cleaning up after you and
after yourself. I wasn't even at home.
Yeah, and me. And it was hard to feel happy all the time.
So what did you do when I got home?
Nothing.
Like, how did you take it out?
I loved hanging out.
That's why the
with
food
you.
Tasted so like
you're
evil.
You're so rude.
Is that what you did? You just like sat there and put the evil in the food?
No.
That's why you got kidney stones. Because you and I both ate it.
No. No.
No. Okay. So I didn't know this.
I know.
By the way. So.
And then all of a sudden when we were like married for a year, I said to somebody like the first
after, like,
year
5 years.
The first year was really hard. And you looked at me and you're like, it was?
Yeah. Why was it hard? I have no idea why
because
it was hard.
Because it was a lot of changes for me. It was a huge change.
And I moved. I was like, wait, I'm moving to a different city for a job. I'm not going to have my girlfriend or fiance living in a different country.
Yep.
So we're going to move together.
Yep.
And here we are on this wonderful journey of going to garage sales together to furnish our home and, you know, eating pizza and... I had no issues at all with
because
this.
Because you had a job that gave you something to get up and go to every day and race to the train.
For 18 hours a day. It was great.
Everybody who's
I have no regrets.
Yeah.
I have zero regrets. That's what I would go back and tell myself in the earlier days. I would say, this may feel like a lot, but you are building the foundation for a lot of comfort later on in life. So do it now when you can.
Yeah.
But it is going to pay off. And it has. And the things you
and
learn.
And I agree that for me as well, like all the things that I did, all the things, the foundation for our home was set.
Yeah. So what could have been done differently though, if we actually hit rewind, what could have been done differently to help somebody like you who perhaps, you know, was in a scenario where they were surrounded by friends, etc., and now they have gotten married, moved to a new city. What would you say?
I would say find a way to make friends quicker. I would say go to the gym or go to a community center and do classes or take an art class, whatever.
Do something to surround yourself with a little bit of a village.
Yeah. Find your village quickly because it took me a long time to find that village. I wish that I knew about the 5 love languages.
There's 5?
Yeah.
Resentment. What's the other one? That's what those parrots you read about do. Is that a love language?
No.
Oh, that's just a mating call.
No.
No?
No.
What is that?
The five love languages. We've talked about touch, this before.
Squeeze, lick, bite.
No. Acts of service.
What is that?
Acts
like drive
of
me
service.
To the train. Yeah. You're like, F you, I'm not driving you. Okay, so you didn't do that.
I did.
Well, not lovingly, so it doesn't count.
I did it for so many years.
Okay, next.
Gifts.
Only gifts I wanted were coupons, and we've talked about that already.
Physical touch.
Yeah, related.
Quality time.
And didn't have that. Was that work? What was the last one?
Words of affirmation.
You didn't. You just said, get out of the car. Go get. So yeah, that explains it. That explains the resentment. You had 0 of 5.
What a load of
okay,
crap.
Wait. What is it? Okay, let me do it for you.
Okay.
Acts of service.
Uh-huh.
What, I gave you the pleasure of driving me to the train? No, you didn't want the acts of service. I tried. What's the next one? Physical touch?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got plenty of that. But you didn't want, that's not your, you don't speak that language. You do, though. I feel like people are going to think, like, we've created this little bit.
Yes,
I keep joking with you about
yes.
this. And are you thinking people are thinking you're like,
no,
like they're feeling sorry for me?
No.
Don't feel sorry for me. Tell them about the, just tell them about
no.
what you, that text you sent to me. And you're like, hey, come here now. Did you, do you want to, you
no.
want, let's just leave it. Let's leave it. Another time. That's not for this episode, okay?
It's let's, really hard.
Let's table, here. Let's table. What happens when you read about those
okay.
fairies
uh-huh.
for another day?
Yeah, okay.
Acts of service, physical touch. Third yeah. one is what? Donations?
Gifts!
Gifts, gifts. I didn't give you any gifts.
No.
I think I bought you like an ornament for the tree for yeah. our first anniversary.
Yeah.
In Cape, you're supposed to say, no, we went to Cape
no,
Cod.
No, 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 we yeah. went to Cape Cod. You took me on a trip.
We didn't have
yeah, we
really
did,
the
yeah.
means
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
But
that's not my love language. It's not.
There are a couple of purses upstairs that would say
just
otherwise.
Just because you bought me purses doesn't mean that that's my love language.
I think you like those purses.
I do, sweetheart, but that's not my love language.
So no more gifts.
Okay, that's
no,
fine.
Is that what
I
you're
can
saying?
Buy myself my own
Is
gift.
That what you're saying? You would never buy those things.
I wouldn't, but that does not show me that you love me.
Okay.
That is not.
But I bought it because I loved you.
Yes, and I love that you did that, and I love you. But it has
but,
nothing
okay,
to do with
so
the fact that
you
handed
want,
me a purse.
So you don't want the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the... Well, you do, but we pretend you don't want the touch.
My love language.
Wait, what's the fourth one?
Words of affirmation.
That's the one you want? When I say, oh, that was great.
Yeah, I like that.
You're good
that.
At that.
Yeah.
More than the purse, you
yeah.
want me to say, hey, that purse would look nice in your hands. But you can't have it because you don't like gifts. But you look like you'd look great with a purse in your hands.
Do you see the look on my face?
Yeah. That's how I would feel too if someone told me they were buying me another purse. And what's the last one?
Quality time.
Quality time. That we have a ton of now.
Yeah.
So which one is your favorite?
I think it's between quality time and words of affirmation.
I think you're right.
Mm.
I enjoy sitting here with you.
Mm, me too.
You're really a pleasure to be with.
Thank you.
You really are.
You too.
I don't want to touch you. I don't want to buy you anything.
Thank
don't.
You.
Don't.
So
no, unhand me. I don't want to make a donation in your name.
All right.
But just sitting here with you.
Thank you.
Reminds me.
See, that gives me the warm
how
and
wonderful
fuzzies.
You are.
I really like that.
And then what gives me the warm and fuzzies? No.
Thank you. You did a great job.
No. I don't want that.
What do you want?
A purse. No, really, I want it. I kept the receipt. I want to return
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm not giving you
I'd be
that
so
back
happy.
I think that should be a requirement before you get married to like understand your partner's love language. It's a simple quiz.
Yeah.
But understand your partner's love language, understand your own love language. I think it makes your relationship smoother.
I have never asked you to change in any way.
Neither have I.
No, no, but I've never expected it. Like in the back of my head, there's never been a thought that I have the ability or authority
yeah.
to
and
ask
I don't,
someone to change.
I don't have the authority or the ability to ask you to change
but
either. These are like, what I was referring to were habits.
I'm correct. And
they're
a lot
like
of people have them.
Personality traits. They're
I
just
understand.
Habits.
A lot of people have that.
Yeah.
But there are also a lot of people that don't.
Okay.
So it's important to figure that out too.
Yeah.
In your relationship, because mm-hmm. somebody can say things that, based on your childhood, based on your other relationships, based on your past, you might take to mean something completely different. And that's another thing in personality styles. Part of my communication is asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that can come across as being judgmental of a decision your partner is making. And I can say, why are you wearing that blouse? And I'm actually asking, like, why are you wearing that blouse? I'm just curious, because that's how I communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, somebody who you're with hears that, they may translate that to mean you don't like what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes across as judgmental in their head.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the person asking the question, and I know Jay and I are both like this, it's almost like how you make small talk or communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know that. It's mm-hmm. not because I want to change how you look, or I don't think you should wear that where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, there are many times I tell you that I don't like what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Because I don't like what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you should change. Because you've told me many times I don't like what you're wearing. And my answer is what?
I'm not changing.
No, just, oh.
Great.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that, really? Why don't you like this shirt? Oh, I don't like that shirt. I don't like blue. It's like, oh, I actually like blue. Let's go. Like, there is no, I don't translate that as you're trying to tell me to change. You're just sharing your opinion.
Yeah.
So it's important to know that, because there are people who might be offended by that
yeah.
when the person speaking has no desire to actually change your behavior. They're just sharing what they're thinking.
Right.
I wouldn't tell past me that. That would just create a big argument.
With past you?
Yeah. No. Like, for him to try to explain to past you, like, hey, I like what you're wearing. I would just tell him, just affirm. Affirm the clothing. You don't care if it has knit holes or not. Just affirm it.
You don't like
nice.
My sweater?
No, I actually do like this one.
I like this
one. And I'm going to say something that's going to make you think I don't like it, but I do.
Okay.
It looks like packaging paper. But it looks nice.
I like it.
Like, someone opened a packaging shipping box and was like, oh, I'm going to make a shirt. And it actually looks nice. But does it not look like packing paper?
No.
It you don't
like
see the pattern?
Woven sweater.
You don't see that? Like, you know, I mean, when they put those.
Kind of, but
yeah,
I like,
but it looks
my
nice. No, it's not a butt. Like, it can be both.
Okay.
It can both look nice and also serve to pack your belongings if you're moving.
Okay.
So, what was your last one?
Kids change the dynamic of everything.
Kids change the dynamic for everything. So you would just say that.
Yeah.
And younger, you'd be like, okay, what
yeah.
am I going to do with that?
Nothing.
But okay.
It's just like, just be aware. Kids change everything. They'll change the way that you and your partner communicate. They'll change the things that you value. They'll change the things that you
they'll
find.
They'll test you.
They'll test you. They'll test your
they'll
relationship.
They'll bring you together.
Yeah, absolutely. They will challenge you at every step of the way, but they'll change the dynamic. They'll change the interaction between you as a couple. They'll change your interaction with other people too, the way that you're protective of them in front of other family members. They really, really change the dynamic.
The dynamic between you and the other person, or do they just complicate it at times? Like, I wouldn't say our dynamic as between me and you has changed.
I think it has. I think we were a lot.
For better or for worse?
Just different. And
I'm so disconnected with all of this. It's amazing. Really? I'm not
it's
joking.
Like, you're having a conversation with a stranger.
Oh, I'm hearing all these things. I'm like, wow, you guys are, you seem sad, lady. You should
no,
figure
I'm
this
not
out.
Sad at all.
You're dressed like you're ready to move. Just hop in a box yourself and ship yourself somewhere is what you're wearing.
Like, I think you and I were more childlike before we had the kids.
You were.
Then when we had the kids, we got more serious. And I think now over the years, we've found a little bit more fun in the home.
You think people listening to this
think that
imagine there's a world where I am less serious?
You were
less serious. That's what we're selling them.
Yes.
This is my serious phase, people.
You don't agree with this?
You guys wish you knew me
you
when I was funny.
You don't agree with this?
No.
You don't think that before the kids came, we used to do like more fun stuff?
I mean, we did different things.
Yeah.
But I don't think personality-wise I've gotten more serious. Like, I really don't think that. I think I was a lot more serious then because I was trying to figure out a challenging profession.
Yeah.
I feel as I've gotten more comfortable and as I have figured more and more of that out, I've been able to be more me. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe what we had were moments where there were more limited because our time was more limited that we almost overcorrected in a way.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was, I don't think I am more serious now than at any time in my life.
I think that I, at some point after
you're more serious,
I got more serious.
Yeah.
And then I think I have found a little bit more lightness.
Yeah, you're getting less serious.
Yeah.
You're still trying to figure it out in terms of
that balance.
The, because your instinct is to be a protector.
Yeah.
And your instinct is in that mindset of being a protector, you actually don't do that in a like a playful way. It's more of a, hey, this has to be, we have to stop this to make sure nothing, you know, happens.
Right.
And my nature is more, it's okay to fall, scrape your knee, you'll be fine, get up, you'll learn. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to be more playful in that way.
Mm-hmm. And I just think that that's like dads and moms fall into those very naturally. Dads become the more playful, moms become sort of the more like structured.
There are many moms who are way less.
And there are many times so many that styles. I have
You're just doing it like right now.
Right.
There's a lot of parents that flip those roles, but there normally is one that ends up being more strict and one that doesn't.
Yeah.
And I think more generally, dads are the high intensity, you know, running around, screaming, shouting, very playful. And moms are the longer bond type. You still have both in both, but I, you know, generalizing or stereotyping, that's where I would see it.
Yeah.
But you also, I think, are becoming more and more light as your confidence goes up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I struggled with confidence a lot as a kid. So that's why it's been hard for me to find myself.
I know.
You, on the other hand, have been uber confident the whole time.
100%.
So for you, the lightheartedness has always been there.
Yeah.
Wait, did I do that backwards?
Yes.
I think I did that backwards.
Yes.
You're the stunning, talented beauty queen who had no confidence. I'm the little, you know, no idea why, but super confident.
Yeah.
I don't think it's super confident in a way that's cocky. I think it's just
confident.
Trusting that, putting in your effort,
staying
in your lane, being smart enough to figure out what to do,
which
I think I learned from being 20 seconds
late
behind the start bell or 10 seconds after the start bell.
Yeah.
And I had to figure out how to navigate that.
It all comes
was very
circle.
Helpful. You don't learn this in school.
No.
Right? In school, you learn, do things on time, get your homework done, study the 3 days before. So the night before the exam, you can go to sleep.
Yeah.
You can wake up. You could write a wonderful test.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Right.
I did all kinds of other things. I stayed up way too late the nights before exams. I went to school ready to throw up every time.
Yeah.
I did the entire exam and I left. I didn't learn much.
Yeah. And I did but the complete opposite.
You did the opposite. Complete you got it all opposite. Done. You knew the stuff.
I slept
you
a were full 8 hours.
You did your exam. You were cool. I missed deadlines for papers. Yeah. I scrambled. I made excuses for what happened. I did all sorts of things to navigate the scenarios that I was causing for myself.
Yeah.
I am extremely effective today.
Yeah.
Because I don't get rattled by those things.
Yeah.
And I work with people who were like you, who got everything done. They got all A's and now they're in the real world. And when somebody calls and changes a timeline at the last second or somebody says, hey, we're not going to go on Thursday. We actually have to go on Tuesday.
Yeah.
They crumble while trying to figure out how to change that.
I don't think that's fair.
I'm telling you what I'm experiencing.
Yeah, but that's maybe a few people that you
have. Oh, it's a lot of people. There are a lot of people who never learn that. Like they just never had to. Our education system doesn't teach you. They don't tell you. The only thing you get that's like that in school is the pop quiz.
Yeah.
So that's why in a weird way, I'm okay with the kids sort of managing their own schedule now, even though I know they're dropping things, because I think they learn. Mm-hmm. And I think the school system's actually designed for it, where they say, oh, write it. Oh, you forgot it. I'm going to give you a D, but then I'll give you 2 days to catch it up. And they're like trying to teach it a little.
Yeah.
And of course, there are very effective people that I know who also were good in school.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that scramble, that grittiness, that what do I do now that my plans have completely fallen apart?
Yeah.
Like, I wish we, in our own ways, trained our kids to deal with that a little bit better.
Right.
So they're not flabbergasted when something goes awry. I don't know if you could train that. I really don't know.
Yeah.
And believe me, you had a much smoother pathway through school and university because you were on top of your stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was weaving left, right, center, but in a way that really helped me.
Yeah. It helped you for you, but I mean if it was, I don't even think I have the personality to manage that. If I had that happen to me, I would have crumbled like earlier. And I think that there are certain personality types that do really well with this, and then there are others that don't, and then there are others that do really, really well with structure. They yeah. do really well with deadlines, and
life has both.
Absolutely.
So we'll both do really well in some and things, and scramble in others. And when
you
put people
like us together, I think you get the best of both worlds. I really do think that that's why this partnership works in some ways, because we have that flexibility that you come with, and we have the structure that I come with, and you get... Our kids have the best of both of those options too.
What would happen if we were both like me or we were both like you? If we were both like me, we would miss a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like we would for sure, we'd miss more flights than we do now.
Probably.
That's granted.
Probably. And there would be things that would be a little bit more fun. And then there would be things that wouldn't get done at all. And I think that.
What if we were both like you?
There would be a lot less of like.
We get more done.
Yeah, probably.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
But we would do it in order.
We would do it in order. I mean, I think honestly, that's why this dynamic works, because what you bring to the table is not what I bring, and what I bring is not what you bring. And we are both strong contenders in whatever our lanes are.
I think any dynamic would work if you wanted to. You guys just, you picked your partner, you'll figure out the best that there is.
Yeah.
And don't listen to anyone else. That's my view.
Yeah.
You just make it work.
Yep. So
as naive as
final
that sounds,
thoughts on things you wish
make
you
it
knew
work.
Before getting married.
Yeah, this is going to be an amazing journey.
Yeah.
Don't stress about the little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all the big stuff is little stuff.
Yeah. And just love each other through it all. Like through all the
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays.
Through all the
never mind.
Car racing and the, you know, random stuff with kids and family, and just love
support.
Each other and support each other and be each other's champions. I think that's one thing that we're really, really good at, just being each other's
now,
champions.
I think we're better now than before.
Yeah. I think we're continuing to get better. That's
Did
it.
You not get the memo?
About?
How every episode ends with a song and you don't have to make it this uncomfortable thing where we stop and I tell people, oh, by the way, I think she's a singer. And you say, oh, yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, why did you write notes about
I forgot to
the apartment, but you don't pick a song.
Think
to end
about
with.
The song.
So just I don't know, random. Should I pick one?
Yeah.
Ready? It wasn't me.
Oh, no, I'm not singing that song again.
Oh, we already sang that one?
Yeah, we've done that one. I have one. It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you.
So marriage is dumb.
Is it the look in your eyes, or is it those dancing shoes? Who cares now? I think I want to marry you.
How can you tell someone, I think it's stupid to marry you, and then that's your proposal? Would you ever say yes if someone said that? Would you? Like, I want to do something really dumb. You want to get married? No, look, you look great. You're wearing dancing shoes. Let's get married. You're dressed like a package. I always wanted someone like a package. You're a catch. You're a package. Let's go. You're the full package. Let's get married. I want to do the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Perfect.
Swept me off my feet. That's such a like, this guy sings the dumbest stuff. I want him as a guest on the show. Bruno, he's the other one who's like, oh, I'd eat a wet antacid for you. What did he say? I'll eat a bomb for you.
I'll catch a grenade for you.
And then? What did you
Roll
prove?
Roll my head on a blade for you.
Yeah, this guy's never going to make it like 12 minutes in a relationship. His wife wouldn't even have to go back.
Yeah,
okay, Superman. What a dumb, what a stupid, like, someone needs to check these lyrics before they go and make the mega hits.
Yeah.
Because then someone's going to be like, oh, that's how you fall in love.
By
that's how you
in
fall
front
in a
of
ditch,
a
you idiot. Oh, I used to love that guy. What happened? He got hit by a train. What a stupid buffoon this guy. Well, who, why? Why do we not talk about these things?
You want to just do that? You want to take
a song? This guy's
a
sicko.
You want to take a song?
Yeah, I
want to
talk about it. I want to have a talk. I want him to sit in that chair and explain this to me.
Okay.
Is it metaphorical? Shut up. Talk about Don't say you're going
to
go and
you
eat a grenade
for
someone.
You know what I wanted to do, actually? I wanted to talk about some of my songs, break down the lyrics of the songs.
And I'm going
to
give you the same harsh truth if you put dumb in your songs,
okay.
too.
Okay, all right.
Do you?
No.
Do you ever say, oh, I'm going to go stab my face for you?
Never.
Would you do that?
Never.
Why?
Stab my face?
Yeah, like if I wanted you to pierce your nose or something.
No.
No?
No.
Your lip?
Nope.
Eyelid?
No.
Anywhere on your face?
Goodbye.
What? Nose? Nose. Let's get a nose piercing.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.